Good morning and thank you. My name is Dennis Ndaloa. I'm a primatologist. I live in Canada and I am the president and founder of community-based Biosynergy Management, CBBM. It's an non-government organization that's existed in Cameroon since 2021. We are here today with our partners to organize a workshop on community conservation. Community conservation is the idea that people in their community can come together and make progress and protect their resources and protect their biodiversity. And we are bringing people together to share the experience, but also to learn what it is about. This is what the workshop is about.
The different activities of workshops.
So it's a 2 day workshop. The first day is general introduction, and we are sharing experiences about community conservation from other countries across the world. What communities are doing, what some of the success stories that they are having, and then after that we are involving the participants to also think, what is community conservation in Cameroon, what does it look like, what are some of the things that people can do or people are already doing. And the next day we are going to share experiences from all the participants, not only what they are doing, but what they have learned from the two-day workshop. Also, we intend to work with this over the long term to turn it into a conservation field school. This is a big idea. That's every year we will have up to a month or two to 3 weeks of intensive conservation training for early career practitioners, people who are getting into conservation for the first time, whether they are students in university that want thinking about a career in conservation, or they are conservation practitioners who just want to improve their knowledge. We want to bring them together every year and have these courses just as a refresher or as an introduction. That is the big idea, and work in collaboration with universities or institutions or other NGOs to do this.
Can we tell that the community conservation is a new concept, and what is the importance of this concept for our country?
So the very first thing is, we know the traditional way of doing conservation is that somebody somewhere from some high office goes to a village or a community and tell them what to do. We know what comes out of that. Those projects always fail, because when that person leaves, people go back to do what they usually do. So what we are proposing, and what the whole idea of community conservation, it is not new. It's just not been the approach that people use. What we are proposing is that we listen to the communities that want to do something. Those communities invite us to come, help them do something they have identified is a problem. And then we go there to say, okay, what is your problem? What do you want us to do? And in that way, we support them, we build their capacity so that they can do what they want to do, and then we leave. And by the time they leave, we leave, hopefully they're able to continue to do that. But it's always what they want to do, not what we are telling them to do. This is what is different with community conservation.